This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, not a bad day for Dorrance Armstrong. Not a bad day for the defense, comparatively, anyway, from recent games. But it wasn't all great, but we are on the list of things that I liked from the game as part of the game take, so I continue. Obviously, the offense, historic here over the last 3 weeks. The quarterback, historic through the first four games. Brian Robinson Jr., McNichols, the O-line, several of the receivers. And now let's focus on some of the things that were good defensively yesterday. Look, overall, you know, and I said this about Monday night too, and even the Giant game, I feel like the effort, the urgency, the speed, I think that's been there since, you know, the opener anyway, where there was a lot of confusion. There was too much confusion in Tampa, and still a little bit against New York as well. But they just haven't been very good. But they did some good things yesterday. And I'm going to start with this, because I think this was crucial in sort of the taking of the any kind of hope or spirit that Arizona had. Like, Arizona went right down the field on that opening drive, and I'm sure they thought, okay, we're going to be in a shootout. We've watched these guys on tape. We can move it at will against this team. And I think what happened was, and what turned it, is first down, the defense made some plays, and that created second and long situations, which Arizona, for some reason, decided that they would just drop their quarterback at 5'7" back into the pocket and have him survey and try to throw. It's the worst thing he does. Now, part of that was the defense playing contain rush and getting after him and being aggressive. But I can't believe in the game that Kyler Murray had one rush for 3 yards. Think about that. You've watched this guy. One rush for 3 yards. He didn't look interested in running. Again, I'm going to give the defense some of the credit on that. I'm also going to say thank you to Arizona for, A, not running the ball more, and, B, not having him do what he does best, which is just start running around. You know, he starts running around like it's, you know, pick up, you know, a flag football or touch football in a parking lot and make plays, because he's not effective because he can't see from the pocket. And so after that opening drive where they got filleted, and they're down 7-0. They came up with big-time first-down plays on basically the next five Cardinal drives that really made an impact. After the opening drive, the next five drives were stops by the defense, which included 4 second-and-10s that they put him in, and then they had a 2nd-and-26 as well. There was a penalty and a sack in there. The defense got run on a ton, but second-and-longs were the death of Arizona's offense and the end of Arizona's offense in the game. So the defense gets credit for, after getting completely sliced and diced on that opening drive, they made some big time plays on first down, including a couple of, you know, stops on Connor, who pretty much had his way all day with them. And then for some reason, Arizona decided to drop their 5'4" quarterback back into the pocket. Thank you. More on the defense. Again, urgency, fast, physical. Pass rush was the best it's been really since the opener, but they actually got home. Did a nice job of keeping Murray in the pocket, where Arizona seemed content with keeping him as well. Big reason for the 4 sacks. And it was not necessarily a contain rush. You know, they got after him. I liked Witt Jr.'s aggressiveness after some of those first down stops. He came after Murray on second down with some aggression. So he wasn't messing around, really. There was a couple of sequences in the game. There was a sequence that I thought was kind of important. I mean, look, 42-14, nothing's really super important, you know. If the game ends 27-14, okay, maybe a play or two or a sequence or two were impactful. But Arizona's third drive, they had a second and four, and Chin made a really good tackle on Higgins, who was in there for McBride, and it was a yard short of the sticks. And then on third and one, Noah I, number one, made a really good pass breakup on the slant to Wilson. Why they were throwing the football there, have no idea. Have no idea why you would throw the ball on third and one against Washington's run defense. Specifically players, Dorrance Armstrong. I liked what Dorrance Armstrong did, not just with the actual getting home. I thought he pressured right from the jump on Kyler Murray, forced him out of the pocket a couple of times. I mean, in some ways, it's like keep him in the pocket. He can't do anything there. But I thought Dorrance Armstrong really shined. He had a sack and a half, but he had even more pressures. Luvu, Wagner, Chin all stood out to me. This is one of those where, you know, you'll go back and you'll watch defensively. I thought Forbes, I don't have the snap counts. I haven't looked for him yet, Denton. But Forbes was in there a bunch. And I think he's going to grade out maybe better than he has. I thought he had some sticky coverage. And so, yeah, I mean, defensively, those would be the names that, you know, in the jersey numbers that kind of stood out. I thought Jonathan Allen had maybe one of his better games, because I think of the two tackles through the first three games, I think Allen was a bit more of the issue than Duran was. Yeah, I'm just looking through my notes defensively.
I do have those snaps if you want them on Forbes.
Yeah, how many? What percentage of the snaps did Forbes play?
He played 33 snaps, which was 56%.
Yeah, yeah. So he played a lot. He played a lot. And I, you know, this is one of those you got to go back and look at it. But I thought I made a couple of notes here to say sticky coverage a couple of times with Forbes. You know, confidence is such a big thing. I think he's got talent. I know he is super, you know, skinny and light, but he just has had a major confidence crisis going back to last year. And, you know, I almost want to just put it on JDR and Rivera for you know, putting him on guys like A.J. Brown as a rookie. I mean, and getting absolutely torched, as many corners do in the league. Oh, one note yesterday. Could be me and maybe, but I made this note. I think Benjamin St. Juice was pretty much on Marvin Harrison Jr. for much of the day. I think maybe there were a couple of formations where they had Harrison Jr. in the slot and maybe Noah Igbinoghetti was matched up against him. But I thought I saw Benjamin St. Juice moving with wherever number 18 was. But yeah, defense overall, look, a major step forward against an opponent that seemed willing to help. Special teams-wise, I mean, Seibert has yet to miss a kick, knock on wood. Tressway punted. Hey, boomed it, 51 yards. Ben Sinnott had a really good tackle for what turned out to be a net 47-yard punt. Couple of really good hits in coverage, including one by Colson Yankoff on a kickoff, number 41. Good punt return by Zacchaeus, 16 yards. They gave up the big kickoff return in special teams to start the game, and they forced a fumble, and they couldn't jump on it, so Arizona started the first drive from their own 45-yard line. But still, a really good, you know, day for special teams. And look, Seibert has been a godsend. I mean, he has not missed. In fact, I don't think he's been close to missing. Everything is pretty much dead center. So that's the list of things that I liked. Let me get to a couple of the things that I did not like. So I mentioned this. I'm still, you know, concerned about the defense. And the reason I'm concerned about the defense is it cannot stop the run. They got run on again. Third straight game. Really, it's 3.5 games if you go back to the opener, Bucky Irving and Rashad White in the second half. James Conner, who is, I think, a very underrated back, 18 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Why they didn't give it to him more, I have no idea. Trey Benson, 9 carries, 50 yards. DeMarcado, 4 carries, 24 yards. The quarterback was not a part of their rush offense, and they had 181 yards rushing, 5.7 yards per carry. You're not going to go deep into the season. And I'm talking about, yes, the season that starts after the regular season, when you can't stop the run. Oh my God, what is Derrick Henry going to do to this team in 2 weeks? Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. I mean, I don't think you really, even against a loaded box, need to stop running it against this team. They made some plays, and they made some plays on first downs after the opening drive, and that's big. This isn't a great team, though, that they're facing. You know, and it was a team that's banged up offensively, too. But I'm very concerned with them right now. Let's see where it ranks in terms of rush defense. It's got to be near the bottom, Denton. They just are getting gashed. So it's not the bottom, 23rd in the league in rush defense. So, you know, yards per carry, they are next to last. So that's more important, really. They're giving up 5.3 yards per carry. That's 31st in the league, rush defense-wise. What are the reasons? Really good question. They're clearly not good enough in their front seven. It certainly seems like that they have some gap issues and some discipline issues and some overrunning issues, you know, even when they've brought Chin or somebody else down into the box. There's been some tackling issues. Luvu missed Conner at one point in the backfield, although I really do like Luvu a lot. But they're terrible against the run, and they were again yesterday, and I think that they were lucky, not that they would have lost the game, but they were lucky that Arizona, on a couple of occasions after the first drive, decided to drop their 5'2" quarterback back into the pocket. You know, and again, good job by the rush, contain rush, but also being aggressive. And obviously they confused him a lot. He gets confused very easily. But I don't think I would have stopped giving number six the football in that game had I been Arizona. I mean, Connor's legit good, and he was having his way. And then Benson came in and had his way. By the way, I kept saying to my son, yeah, that's the guy that was at Texas. No, that was the guy that was at Florida State. Cedric Benson many years ago was at Texas. Getting my Bensons confused. And then the other thing on the list of things that I did not like is you still are going to need more takeaways. They are next to last in the league with 2 total takeaways in the season. They got that late one, fumble. I mean, the game was already over. But, you know, they called it down by contact on the field. Good challenge by the head coach, and it was overturned. And they almost had an opportunity on the opening kickoff. I actually think, even though that was a big return, they've got some hitters on special teams in coverage. You're going to have to get more takeaways against the better teams. The 2 takeaways in 4 games, it's only offset by the fact that they haven't given the ball away just once in 4 games. They're +1 in the turnover margin, and you rarely see a +1 through 4 games with just 2 takeaways and 1 giveaway. Because, I mean, the only thing that would create a +1 that's less than that would be 1 takeaway and 0 giveaways. But they got to come up with more takeaways. It's going to be hard to do that when you're getting gashed and you got quarterbacks that can actually throw the football with a running game. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, what was Kyler Murray ultimately? 16 of 22, 142 yards, 1 touchdown, 4 sacks. Could have been more than that. Had a 28.3 QBR. Not very good. Jaden, 89.5 QBR. That's pretty damn good on a scale of 0 to 100. The other observations from the game, I mentioned this kind of already. I really do like some of the under center stuff that they're running. And then I was so glad to see when they scored that touchdown on the throw to Terry McLaurin to make it 33-14 that they went for two, because there are teams that only kind of consider these things in one or two score games and kind of get lost in, oh, it's a blowout. Doesn't matter if we kick it and we're up 20. Well, it does matter in case the other team puts together three scoring drives. You always, late in the game, up by 19, go for the two to try to make it 21. They did, and they converted. They seem to be converting everything right now, and it accounted for the 42 points rather than the 41. All right, your turn, 301-230-0980. This team is 3-1. They are in sole possession. Excuse me, that was a hiccup. Sole possession of first place in the NFC East. They are 3.5-point favorites over the Browns on Sunday at FedEx. I would imagine this will be a good crowd, maybe the best crowd since the opener last year when we were all there in a celebratory fashion that Snyder was gone. But you got a star right now at the most important position in sports. You got a home game against Cleveland, and there's an opportunity to extend that to 4-1. And let me just mention, you know, as you look ahead, you know, and it's hard to do with schedule, playing the schedule game, and I'm not a big schedule game player, but Dallas has to go at Pittsburgh, Detroit at home, at 49ers, at Falcons before they get the Eagles, Texans, and then finally play us. The Eagles, after getting absolutely demolished yesterday, they have the Giants and the Jags in two of their next three. They've got a game in Cincinnati in 2 weeks before they get to their first in Dallas and then their first against us on a Thursday night, November 14th. But there's a chance here to extend it even further on Sunday with a win over Cleveland. All right, your turn. Phone lines open, 301-230-0980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.